Nothing beats entering a new week with the assurance that the Word of God shall be made manifest in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with a belief that the blessings of God will reign in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with a copy of I Prophesy. I Prophesy is a weekly devotional written by Major Daughter, one of the best-selling authors of Christian publications. This weekly devotional contains Spirit-filled prophecies for each week in a year. With I Prophesy, you are assured of having a stronger and better relationship with God, ensuring a better and more fulfilling life. Grab a copy now and watch how the Lord God will begin to do marvelous things in your life as you step into another week of blessings.
Welcome, welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us. This is Major Daughter Live. We welcome you to I Prophesy, our weekly devotional. I am Elder Mama Sandra. I am not alone in the studio. I am with Deaconess Joyce. Welcome, Deaconess Joyce.
Thank you, woman of God. And thank you, our viewers all around the world. We thank you for joining us yet again in another power-packed episode of I Prophesy. During this moment in time, we'd encourage you, viewers, to like our page, subscribe to our channel, and also remember to share to share your testimony, to share your prayer points in our inbox below. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Woman of God, what is it that Major Daughter has for us in this episode?
Today, Major Daughter is talking to us about submitting to spiritual authority. We are getting our word from the book of Hebrews 13, verse 17. It says, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy, and with not grief, for that is unprofitable for you." She goes on saying, the Bible is very clear on the subject of submission. This is not just in church, but in every aspect of life. It holds true for husband, wives, children, employees, everyone. It speaks of submission to civil, material, and spiritual authority. There are some words in the Bible that are synonymous with submission.
Thank you, woman of God. I would want to encourage every viewer that is watching that are speaking in Shona, and I would want you to understand this word submission in Shona. We say kuzvinini pisa.
Amen.
Soko ramwari rinotaura kuti kana tikazvinini pisa pamberi pamwari, mwari vanotiitira nyasha.
Amen.
Tinozvinini pisa murudo nokuda kwavanotitungamirira.
Amen.
When we submit to those that are above us, that God has given us, we have to do that knowing that it is not them that we are submitting to, but first it is God that we are submitting to. And if we love God, we follow and obey his rules. And hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, woman of God. The woman of God continues saying, these words are honor, respect, giving, love, and humility. When you see a Christian who understands submission to authority, you will see a person who is humble.
Hallelujah.
Full of love. Hallelujah. Unselfish and unaccountable. The reverse is the case for the one who does not understand submission to authority.
Hallelujah. Kuvatariri vedu tinozviona kana mwana abuda muimba yenyu ane kuzvinini pisa. Pangava pachikoro paari kuenda, pangava pabasa paari kuenda, pangava paashanya panguva yezororo, tinoona kuti mwana uyu wakarerwa nerudo. Tinoona kuti mwana uyu ane kuzvininipisa. Wherever your child can go, we know where the child is coming from. If it is a household where there has been submission, that child goes everywhere submitting, because this is something that they have practiced for the rest of their life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The woman of God's teaching us saying, spiritual authority may not be a very popular topic among Christians. However, it is very important.
Hallelujah. It is very important indeed, as woman of God.
As it is a matter of fact, submission is a fundamental principle of life. It's part of our life to submit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It is something that should be practiced in the world and more importantly in the church.
Hallelujah.
Deaconess, it's so touching that God is encouraging us all over the world to submit.
Hallelujah.
It means God believes that, and when you submit, there are benefits out of submitting.
Hallelujah.
You cannot just submit and not benefit something. There are so many benefits which can get out of submitting. There is love.
Hallelujah.
When you have love, you have humility.
Hallelujah.
You express humility to others.
Hallelujah.
This is a very powerful teaching.
Oh, we thank God for his word. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
As we continue, viewers all around the world, Woman of God says, God understands the importance of spiritual authority. And this was the reason he instituted it. There are many scriptures on how spiritual authority should govern and guide the church, as well as instructions about the right response to authority.
Amen.
Understand this. Biblical submission, it is not slavery.
Amen.
It is not slavery. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is not slavery.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You are not a slave to submission, but you are a slave to love.
Hallelujah.
You are a slave of humility.
Hallelujah.
And what we said, there are benefits out of love and humility.
Hallelujah. If you understand fully the principle of submission, you will understand its practice. It is compulsory for you to be born again.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one ticket. The first ticket is for you to be able to submit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be born again.
Amen.
Why? Because you have already submitted first to Christ.
Amen.
So it's going to be very, very easy to submit wherever you go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it is not compulsory that you attend any particular church.
Mm.
If you go to church and decide to be a member, you must submit to that authority there.
Amen. Amen.
If you are not comfortable with the way things are run there, you are free to choose to find another church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here the woman of God is giving an instruction. Yes, we have to submit.
Mm.
But if you feel uncomfortable wherever that you have gone to try and submit,
Amen.
You are free to go. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sasa tingango taura cheat. Wawana kwa unofunga kuti unokwanisa kuzvinipisa uri pavatendi. Asi wozoonazve kuti pane zvisina kukumirira zvakanaka. Soko raMwari riri kuya kwatiri kuti haumbunyikidzwe kuramba uripo. Soko raMwari riri kuya kwatiri nhasi richiti wakasununguka kutsvaga pamwe. Zvichida hapazipo pawanzi naMwari ndo paugaro hwako. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
As we continue, the woman of God says, we have to learn to submit to authority. Submission to authority involves honoring and respecting the leaders, relating well with the members, and attending church programs, and adhering to the instruction given as long as they are in line with the scripture. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Women of God, it's not just that I'm going to say I'm submitting because I love this ministry. When you submit, you give your whole self to that ministry.
Amen.
Meaning that
Amen.
Every program you are available, anything that is needed, if it's giving, if it's helping, you must be available to
Amen.
Show that this is your home.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So
zvatingangoita mukati medzimbadze edu. Kana wazvipira kuti ndiri kuzvininipisa pakati pemusha uno. Zvese zvese, pangava pamanyaradzo, pangava parufu, pangava pamichato, pangava pamwe pese pangabatirana nemhuri iyoyo. Unoonekwa iwewe, uripo pakati pavo, uchizvininipisa, uchidyidzana pamwe chete nevamwe. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Woman of Deaconess, if I can say something, what the woman of God has taught us, when she said, if you have been serving in a church where you are not comfortable, where you cannot submit,
yes.
you can choose another church to go and serve.
Yes.
What I understand on this teaching is trying to just tell us there are people we have given in the house of God without love.
Hallelujah.
Because there's no submission.
Hallelujah.
So their seed was corrupted.
Hallelujah.
Because they did it without of love.
Hallelujah.
So everything which we do is based on love.
Hallelujah.
So when you say when in a church where you are free, you find that even the seeds which you give them out of love. And they will bring fruits into your life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that is very, very important, woman of God.
Mm.
As we carry on, if you refuse deliberately to attend certain church programs without any explanation, you are not being submissive.
Amen.
Also, beware of people who are always finding fault with the leadership of the church and the church itself.
Amen.
Here is a word of caution from the woman of God.
Mm.
There are people out there, there are people in the different ministries all around. There are some people that are there to wait to find fault.
Mm.
We are being warned. Do not be part of them.
Amen.
Do not give your ear. Give your ear to the man of God that you are serving.
Amen.
And give your ear to God. Hallelujah.
Ungangova
uri pauri, pawashika. Uchizviudza kuti ndipo pamusha pangu pano. Soko ramwari nhasi rauya kuzotidzidzisa. Aiwa, hanzi usangoti chero wawaona, woti manzwei. Aiwa, hazvisiri izvo. Soko ramwari rinoti, iwewe ziva zvawafambira. Zvinobva zvakuitira zvakanaka muupenyu hwako. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
As we carry on, the Bible calls these wolves in sheep's clothing. Their hearts are rebellious and their fruits speak of pride and dishonor. Their mission is to destroy people, the church, and even the faith, while lifting themselves up and whatever be their inferior cause. Such people are always bitter against the leaders and long for control.
Amen.
These people, they are bitter.
Amen.
They don't have love.
Amen.
And now what they do is they carry on accusing the leaders that God has put before us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They believe that they can always do better. Most times they claim to love God and his commandments. This is the caution the woman of God says. Watch out.
Amen.
And stay away from them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Stay away from
them and focus on God and his words.
Hallelujah.
The word of God goes on saying, learn to submit to authority. Submission to authority involves honoring and respect the leaders, relating well with the members, attending a church programs, and adhering to the instruction given as long as they are in the line with scriptures. If you receive deliberately to attend certain church programs without an explanation, you are not being submissive. Also, be aware of those who are always finding fault with the leadership. It's very powerful, very, very powerful.
Hallelujah.
I like this part with deepness.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. The woman of God, you've given us prophetic prayers. These are very, very powerful prayers. You can just declare them with faith and believing the word of God. They can change your story. They can change your situation. They can teach you to submit in the areas which you are struggling to submit. These are prophetic prayers from the woman of God, Major Daughter.
Hallelujah.
As I declare them, follow them after me.
Hallelujah.
Dear Father,
imagine a world where you are a student of one of the greatest teachers in the world. When you need answers to a puzzle, he's always available, ready to discuss, analyze, and help find answers to your problems. Wouldn't you be excited about that? Of course you would. This is what Major Daughter Live, the TV network, seeks to provide, a teacher in your hands. This exciting TV network was designed to help you grow in faith, to help build a stronger and more efficient spiritual life. It is a platform where you can ask questions and find answers that would make your faith unshakable and unmovable like Mount Zion. Here, you can receive prayer and listen to powerful teachers from God's generals. You will learn how to pray about anything and get answers. Major Daughter Live, the TV network, features deep conversations and interview sessions with prominent people of faith. People who can change lives with their words and insightful stories. Major Daughter Live, the TV network. We're here to change lives, one video at a time. Like, subscribe, and share our Roku TV, Fire TV, YouTube, and Facebook channel. Remember, you may be impacting a lot of lives if you share this platform with others. Hallelujah.
Welcome, viewers. We are back with a prophetic cry, which is a prophetic prayer. This is a prophetic prayer which has been spoken upon our lives with the woman of God, Major Daughter. As I declare them, follow them with faith and belief and submission to the word of God, your life will be changed and transformed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Dear Father,
I recognize
the authority figures you have placed over me. I submit myself to you. Even as I submit to them. In Jesus' name.
Through this,
I triumph. And live. A glorious life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Viewers all around the world, for you to go deeper with this teaching, kindly visit the book of Romans 13, verse 14. And as you do, this carry on commenting on our program, carry on subscribing, and carry on sending those prayer points, and your lives will never
be the same again.
Shabbat Shalom.
Nothing beats entering a new week with the assurance that the Word of God shall be made manifest in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with a belief that the blessings of God will reign in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with a copy of I Prophesy. I Prophesy is a weekly devotional written by Major Daughter, one of the best-selling authors of Christian publications. This weekly devotional contains spirit-filled prophecies for each week in a year. With I Prophesy, you are assured of having a stronger and better relationship with God, ensuring a better and more fulfilling life. Grab a copy now and watch how the Lord God will begin to do marvelous things in your life as you step into another week of blessings.